Hi guys, I hope you're tuned in. Today is going to be really good. We have the balance guru, Travis Horn. And it's going to be a really exciting show because this guy really gives new meaning to mind over matter. Talk about not letting anything get in the way or hold you back, and talk about believing in the impossible, taking it to the limit and more. And Bobby wants to say hello.
Oh yes, hi. Welcome to The Cure radio show. Well, it's kind of an audio show, video show. Stay with us. It's going to be an interesting show. Back to him.
And well, of course, today in Miami, it's beautiful and sunny. Not very cold. It's only a little bit cold in the morning. And then it's warm in the afternoon. So, very blessed, feeling very blessed to be in Miami. And I'm glad that Texas got better. I was praying for them. It was tough to watch. And I'm just glad that prayers work. I'm very excited about that. But here we go again. Another radio show. Another Saturday.
Yep. It's the 126th one.
Well, maybe that's not a lot.
Not really. But it is.
For us?
Yeah.
For us it is, I guess.
Maybe it's 127th. Is that one more better?
Well, I've seen shows that are like in the many, many more numbers.
Well, maybe. Thing is that you're doing only one a week. So... That counts like seven.
I remember when I was doing two a week. One is better.
Yeah. And the music is going to start any second. And you're acting oh so innocent. Like I'm the only one to blame. You've been lying to yourself. Like everyone else. Only thinking about yourself. Darling, what the hell? I know what you said about me. I hope that it makes you happy. You can't seem to get me off your mind.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Good afternoon, and welcome to The Cure Radio Show. I'm your host, Amy Cabo, with my amazing partner, Boris.
I'm amazing again, thank you.
Well, for today you are.
Oh, okay.
Our show is available live on your radio. Also live through our app, The Cure, on any smartphone, and our website, GodIsTheCure.com, because He is. We are broadcasting today live from Miami through satellite, available in 35 radios in 11 states, and Sirius XM 131, and also live on social media, and soon after the show, on any podcast player. I wanted to thank our social media followers, especially since we've reached an average of 1 million people every month since 2021. And thank God, thank you as well. This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, the will to survive, and the courage to keep moving forward, despite any obstacle, with the help of God, who enables us to help each other. We provide testimonials to let people know that we're not alone. And in this show, the testimony started with me, having been a survivor from child abuse well into young adulthood. We also have experts in several fields and inspirational speakers that are willing to help us with valuable information, knowing that education is necessary, awareness is crucial, and comfort is needed. I do believe we all suffer or have suffered from something, and we hope to be a source of healing for each other. You know, despite trying everything, God was my only cure. But other forms of healing are presented as well to service everyone. Life can be challenging, but always know there's always someone who cares. If no one at all, which I've been there, at least God does. The song we played earlier was Lie, Lie, Lie by Joshua Bassett. And guys, this is my take. It can be quite a sad life when we're living a lie. I remember when sleep was the only peace that I knew, and it was okay should I die. The enemy is the master of deception, denial, and doubt. If we entertain these ideas, we feel the frustration wanting to shout. Turning to God and mending our ways gives us direction and opens our eyes. We discover life has new meaning and no longer fooled by Satan's disguise. We don't mind anymore, so kiss it goodbye. All the days that went wrong, accept all that becomes, grateful with love, seeing the good because God makes us strong. It can be a long journey, so much learned from the past. Every day waking up is exciting when God is what matters, because bad things don't last. Today we will talk about overcoming obstacles such as PTSD and how that should not define us, but we have a very special guest who gives new meaning to mind over matter, the balance guru, Travis Horn. Travis Horn is a retired Marine, also known as the balance guru. Travis is a muscle health specialist who provides insights into benefits of healthy living patterns and understanding our bodies from the default state of mind. Travis shows how sitting, standing, and sleeping under the pressure of gravity can rid of pain and gain movement. Travis even has a world record, a Guinness World Record, that is. Travis, welcome to The Cure. It's so good to have you.
I appreciate you, Amy. Thank you for having me.
Travis, I understand that you served in the Marines since you were 18 years old. Have you experienced traumatic events? Any PTSD?
The Marine Corps was definitely an interesting experience. You know, when you are a child and you think about going into adulthood and becoming a man, there's only a couple options, you know, that most majority of people would decide to take, right? The college route, you know, you have the military route, or you have the entrepreneur route. And, you know, the military was an experience that I didn't think was going to lead me to the rest of my life with an understanding of compassion and caring, and deploying and going to Iraq at a young age, at 19 years old, and seeing, like, you know, poverty and, you know, kids' spinal cords because they were just so hungry, or the kids wanting water. And the water in the trucks were like 140 degrees. It was so hot, but they didn't care. They just wanted water. It just gave me a huge perspective on coming back to America and understanding, like, how powerful we are and how our mind plays a huge part in what we perceive and what we do moving forward. And if we can control our emotions, the words that, you know, we know as PTSD, anxiety, depression, because PTSD is a series and a set of things into PTSD as a whole.
I mean, I hear you. You make a very good point. A lot of us have never traveled anywhere else and we don't know any different. Sometimes we don't realize how blessed we are, and we can take so easily things for granted, not realize how good we have it while others are not so fortunate. So it's a really good thing that you got to experience that and that you got to see the bigger picture that a lot of us may be lacking. And so have you experienced a miracle or an answer to a prayer? I'm sure being in the war, you must have prayed.
Oh, I definitely prayed several times in war. There was one specific situation where I actually was praying. I think that was the first time I realized that because growing up, I did pray at night, you know, on my bed. You know, my dad had us praying and stuff, but it wasn't a consistent thing. I think in Iraq, at one point, I had to walk from one truck to another truck, and we were in this sniper territory, but we were welding bridges, so they couldn't put IEDs under bridges and stuff. But I was a radio operator, so I had to walk from one truck to the next truck, which was like 100 yards by myself. And I was 19, and I was just like, I was just thinking in my brain, like, I don't know how this is going to turn out. So I just remember walking like in zigzags as I'm like talking to God, saying, you know,
wow,
this is an interesting time in my life. You know, this is really cool. I'm in another country, and you know, I have a weapon, so I feel powerful. But this exact situation mentally, if you could just make sure I get to the other side of the truck, I just will make sure that, you know, I'll pray with everybody tonight. You know, I'll go back and make sure everybody prays a little bit, just to let you know that I understand you. So that was actually I'll never forget that story. There's a little bit deeper part where I had like we had these things to put on our Kevlar that had like little tiny reflectors on it. So that's why the story was a little deeper. If you're in sniper territory, but you put reflectors on your head and it's nighttime, it just doesn't add up in your brain to think that you're very safe walking down a dark street by yourself.
Well, at least you had sense to zigzag to try to avoid dodge a bullet.
Oh, yeah, no, that was. I think I rolled a couple of times and all kind of stuff. I think it was like I think it was one of those things where it was like, if this is the moment I'm being tested for all my training and this is it, like, I have God, I have my physical abilities, and I'm just going to make it to the other side. And, you know, I made it to the other side, and it was just one of those things where I definitely, like, felt like I had something or a bubble around me to feel like, even if I didn't zigzag, I still felt like I was made it.
Well, not only did you get to see a poor country where people had less, and it was unfortunate, but your life, it must have been very challenging because it was pure survival. Every day it was survival. And that's got to be very tough on the mind. It must have made you strong also in a way, having gone through those experiences. What was the most spiritual experience that you experienced in your life?
My most spiritual experience, I think I have many spirituals. I don't think I ever sit and evaluate it as this was the most spiritual, but I do have one direct moment where I do remember where I think it was more of a message. It was more of a physical spirit. I just came out of the gym like several years ago before I got kicked out of all the gyms. For just, you know, like I've created, like I believe I'm here as a messenger to help people understand how powerful we are from what God has given us as human beings living on planet Earth through gravity, right? Like, because we're all here from gravity. So we're all stuck to the floor. Everything is not falling from the ceiling because it's bolted now, not because it's floating. It's bolted to the ceiling. This pressure would bring it down. And I remember going to Wingstop, and one day this lady was sitting behind me. And I didn't know who she was. I never met her. And she was an older woman, like maybe 7 years old. And she was I was just going to grab some food. And she comes and she sits in front of me and she goes, "I have a message for you." And I said, "All right, hi, wow. I'm a friendly person. I'm humanitarian. Let's have a conversation. Let's have lunch, you know."
Well, definitely talk about that message when we return. We have to take a short break. But thank you for your service, and we'll be right back.
And we'll continue talking about perseverance and not being defined by our problems. We would love to hear from you. Tell us your story. 1-866-34-TRUTH. 1-866-34-TRUTH.
We'll be right back with Amy Cabell and The Cure.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
This show deals with suffering, the tenacity of the human spirit, and the courage to keep moving forward with the help of God. I want people to know that there's hope. I was forced into my abortion because I didn't think I had a choice. I want people to know there's choices.
Well, Amy, my heart is breaking. I just want you to know that I love you and I thank God for you.
Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Every Saturday at 1 Eastern on the Truth Network.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think
Now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Welcome back, and thanks for listening to The Cure. This is Amy Cabo.
Remember that you can listen to the radio show live through our app The Cure with Amy Cabo, or as a podcast, just look for God is The Cure on any podcast platform, and The Cure will pop up.
The song that just played was We're Good by Dua Lipa, and this is my take. Life is constantly moving. There's no such thing as no change. There are things that surprise us, and some moments that seem very strange. Life is a challenge at times, a struggle and painful at best. Yet we can always be good when God takes it over and takes care of the rest. It's about our perception. What are we willing to take? Can we find joy in suffering? Jesus did so for the greater good and for our sake. Do we understand Christ's crucifixion, or that bad times are unavoidable and must come? Only God knows what's needed and perfect. It makes sense in due time, since it's always His will that is done. We're talking about hard work with our special guest. Oh, and mind over matter, get that. With our special guest, Travis Horn. Travis, you were talking about a spiritual experience in where you received a message from a total stranger, and I'm curious. Would you like to continue?
Yes, that's actually when I decided that I was going to, that message, she sat down and she said, hey, she goes, you're doing exactly what you need to be doing. And I said, what? I'm like, I don't know who, I'm like, oh, my name is Travis. I don't forget what her name was. And she's like, I just want you to know that you're protected and just don't worry about letting everything go and just doing what you know and what you feel. And at that moment is not like a week before I got kicked out of the 24-hour fitness, but I got kicked to 24-hour fitness for hitting a move that I hit 40 million views on the internet. So that door closed, another door opened. So that situation needed to happen, right? Just like all the other situations in your life. So it was that message allowed me to pull the trigger to do what I really wanted to. And now I'm several books in. And so once I adopted and I accepted God into my life, the spiritual awakenings and the messages, they are nonstop for me. Like they don't ever really stop, to be honest. I have several over 10, 20 stories of times that were completely random. Like, I don't know who you are. You don't know who I am, but I'm here to say something to you. And I've never spoke or heard from him again, but it was complete messages that were absolutely needed in my life, including this one.
You know, it's incredible how God uses people and uses situations, and he makes himself so real in our lives. Of course, it cannot be black and white because that defeats the purpose of faith. But, you know, I think it has a little bit to do with who you are. And, you know, before the show, coincidentally, we were talking about how you're the kind of person that to you, less is more. Tell us about your view on giving and receiving. I'd like to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, I believe less is more because the Marine Corps taught us to be able to complete the mission, no matter what mission accomplishment over troop welfare. It allowed us to understand that you can still do things and move without the excuses. So once I got out of the military, and like the song just said, you could either hurt others or you hurt yourself. And my perspective on that is if you hurt yourself, which is mean, you're mean to yourself, you're not healthy, or you're not opened up spiritually, or you hurt others, which you're mean, you're rude, those two options don't really go for like a humanitarian loving mindset and caring. So I believe that if you go completely backwards, imagine if we lived in the 1800s. We wouldn't have all of this stuff. We wouldn't even be speaking right now, but would we be happy? Yes. Would we be cheerful? Yes. Would we be spiritual? Yes. We would be all that stuff, right? So I believe that the minute you start taking away the things that you placeboed yourself, which placebo is a huge word, right? A placebo is you convince yourself that you need this to keep going. Technically, you don't need anything to keep going. We want things to tell, it's all placebos, right? So I placeboed myself to understand that we're all powerful. We're all grateful. God didn't create us to be mean to everybody. God didn't create us to destroy everything, right? So he gave us free will. So if I'm selfless, which is giving, right? Giving is selfless. I believe if I'm more selfless, the more selfish. I reap the benefits of being selfish. So be so selfless, you reap the benefits of being selfish, is my quote. So the more I give, the more I receive. And honestly, on the spiritual messages, every day when I come out of 7-Eleven and somebody approaches me and they ask me for a dollar, I 100% tell myself that that is God saying, hey, you know you have so much. Even if you don't think you have that dollar, that's not the point. It's not the point. The point is, are you willing to still give? That's my check. That's my check right there. And the minute I give, doesn't matter what it is, I'm like, today's covered. All my physical fitness, all my extreme moves, today's covered. I proved that I'm loyal to giving and being a volunteer, so I feel that I'm covered.
Well, you mentioned that you give more than you receive. And, you know, it's funny you should say that because Jesus did said, give to all those who ask and give generously, by the way. So we're not to pass judgment or think, what are they going to do with this? Or do they need it? Or that's not for us. And we were never meant to live that way. We were meant to live Christ's way. I mean, if we want to feel peace, that is. otherwise, you could go through depression and be miserable and all that good stuff I've been through and don't want anymore. Thanks, but no thanks. So you were talking before the break. If you could, I'm sure you had your values before you left to the Marines. And if you can share with your family your most important values now today, do you think they've changed? What would you tell them?
I think my values have definitely changed from the things I've experienced. Once you start learning your love language and you start understanding how you operate and how you receive love and information, back in my childhood, it wasn't something I really even want to discuss, just because it's not something that I was really thinking about back then. You know, it was one of those things where I joined the Marine Corps at 18 years old to get away from what I was dealing with as a child. So the values that I learn now, or I'm actually trying to teach my family, because I come from a family that doesn't have the values, that didn't have the love. I didn't come from I never had a mother to say mom to, right? I just reconnected with my mom on Facebook like 3 months ago, which is an amazing feeling because I'm 31 now and I haven't had any of that motherly love, support and stuff. So for me, I guess the values is more like understanding that we have the time physically on earth that God has given us to enjoy all the senses, smelling, tasting, hearing, feeling, being consciously aware, experiencing things. Like, balance is not fitness. Balance is all areas of your life, spiritually, financially, it's all of it, family, health.
But nonetheless, you become the balance guru, and we're going to go into that. See how you were able to succeed no matter what, which is amazing, and it's great.
And we would love to hear from you after the short break. Call us with questions or comments. 1-866-34-TRUTH. Amy would really love to talk to you. 1-866-34-TRUTH. Me not so much, but I'm gonna be okay.
We'll be right back with Amy Cabell and the kids.
I've been waiting on the sunset, bills on my mindset, I can't deny it. Getting higher than my income, income's breadcrumbs. I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me realize this is just a journey. Drop your worries, you are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey.
The Cure with Amy Cabo. Life can bring many difficult situations, domestic violence, addictions, poverty, and even sexual abuse by your loved ones. Welcome, Amy Cabo, and The Cure.
Welcome back, and thanks for tuning in to The Cure, guys, with Amy Cabo. Live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, on our app, The Cure, and our website, GodIsTheCure.com.
And I'm the podcast plugin guy, so all shows are available as a video podcast also. Just look for God is the Cure with Amy Cabo, or type in God is the Cure, and the podcast The Cure with Amy Cabo will show up.
Well, that song that you just heard was Keep Your Head Up by Andy Grammer. I love him. Andy Grammer's great.
Wow. Do I get jealous?
Oh, he's a really good singer.
Okay.
Life is a journey, guys. Let's keep it up. Things are supposed to look scary, though we will be fine. God loves the weak and the weary. The sun will come up. It's a new try. Give it our best with every new day. If we are truly living it up as we should, following Christ, who shows us the way. We can look at the bright side. God is the one who lifts up our head. We can relax in his love and his comfort. He gives us new life and our old ways are dead. Disregard all the dark times. As they come, God shines a light. Pray and have faith either way. God keeps us close because we're in his sight. We are discussing overcoming difficulties in life using Mind Over Matter with special guest Travis Horn, the Balance Guru.
So Travis, why do they call you the Balance Guru?
They call me the Balance Guru because I spent many years understanding and learning our bodies. So the word balance, when it first started, was about me balancing my emotions coming out of the military with PTSD, my family issues, my early divorce. I lived in my car. So I was having I was searching for my own type of balance. And then I went inside the gym to physically go excrete the energy because, right, we either hurt others or hurt ourselves. And I chose none of those options. I chose to go and take the energy and started searching for my calling and my message, and that's where it took me. And then I became the balance guru because people kept seeing me balance on things. But to me, it was just me trying to get and excrete the energy that I needed to get out. And through that, I was sent this calling of a message to, when I speak or when I do, it's enlightenment for others, which it's hard to understand. You know, God has put each of us on these paths. And once you and understand what you're here for and what path you have, it's fun. It's interesting. It's a little confusing. It's intriguing. It's all of that stuff.
Well, you got so good at balancing physically that, you know, the mind and the body is interconnected. And by having that kind of discipline, you learn discipline of the mind. But what's interesting is that despite all the different letdowns that you had in life, how life tried to bring you down, you just learned from it and you actually grew, and you grew in great ways. And that's a lesson we can all take and really benefit from. Because sometimes we just let things get to us, and we're so much more than that. There's so much more to us. We are made in Christ's image. So, and if you have God in your life, really anything's possible. So never give up.
I have a huge thing I think that a lot of people need to kind of realize in our human body when it comes to anxiety. I think anxiety is a huge thing that people are trying to overcome or trying to figure out. And God has given us this perfect body, this perfect machine. Our eyes blink, we swallow, we walk, everything is on to the millisecond of the cellular level. It's just, our bodies are absolutely amazing. When I went through massage therapy school, I understood the difference of fight and flight. So anxiety is the most powerful state that your body, your mind has created in your body physically. So please understand to try not to mask so much of the anxiety. but trigger it and understand what you need to be doing at the most powerful position that God gave you, your body. So a lot of my moves that you see, almost all my moves that you see, I don't do it without anxiety. Because anxiety, I learned, is the fight or flight, which is the most powerful time in your life is when you are in the fight and flight. You either need to lift the car up because you need to get your loved one out. That is the most powerful state, and you are at the highest state of anxiety. You translate that down to your normal life. If you're thinking of something and you got anxiety, write a book about it. If you're walking and you got anxiety, start running.
Well, the way that I cured my anxiety is just I didn't think about the thoughts that made me anxious. And therefore, no anxiety. I got that from St. Paul. He said, set your heart on the things of heaven, not the things here on earth. So, exactly. You know.
You are what you think.
If it makes you anxious, don't think about it. Think think positive. Always think positive. You live better in the meantime. Even if you're wrong, you live better in the meantime. So who cares?
Yep.
So sure. Give us some quotes. I heard you wrote a book. Give us some quotes that you.
A good quote is give something from your heart, not your pocket. You know, I think that's huge. A lot of people, they're not looking deep within inside their heart. You know, they're looking their what can they can put in their pockets, and that's one of my quotes is give something from your heart, not your pocket. Another important quote that I live by, and I hope people should live by, is anything other than nothing is something, which means that you don't have to pray and go to church every single Sunday, but if you talk to God for 30 seconds just randomly, that is something. It's other than nothing, nothing being nothing at all, like zero in the category. So even if you just said hi to God today one time, that's something, right? So I think that's very, very powerful for people.
True story. I mean, you could start little steps. God will take anything. He's happy with whatever effort. I mean, he wants us to try our best, but you can start with little steps. And you said something very interesting. A lot of times, even parents do it. We think that we make our kids happy by buying them what they want. We try to make others happy and our friends by buying them things. How often do we think about quality time, spending some time with them, doing something that's productive, being a good listener, or just, you know, spending some time with someone? It could mean so much more. And in a life that sometimes a lot of us have become very materialistic, I found that being simple and less really is more.
Yep.
So what you talk about, you mentioned earlier some challenges that you had with, you know, being homeless and having been divorced and not really having any parents. What has been your hardest challenge to date?
I believe my hardest challenge to date is really getting my message out on why I'm here. I am looked online as this balanced, weird gym guy, and I can do amazing things with my body, but that has to do with education. I've spent the last 10 years educating myself on the human body that it doesn't matter what it is. I handstand on wine glasses, screwdrivers. It's the education of understanding gravity. So I guess my biggest challenge to date is actually current. It's getting the message that I'm here for humanity, that I'm a messenger, that I've went backwards, like I slowed down, like you say, you slowed down a little bit, where I'm focusing on how people sit, stand, and sleep against gravity, about posture, because I understand more movement's more life, which means if you're in pain and you're not able to move, you're not being able to experience life. Once you get to a certain position where your knees hurt or you're overweight, now you can't jump. Not being able to jump, you lose experiences in life. Right? Imagine not being able to leave the jump anymore, right? Imagine not being able to bend anymore. Like, you're losing all of those things in life. My biggest challenge is really trying to get the message out that I have a huge understanding, not for myself. I live it every single day. I'm sitting at the end of my seat right now. I'm contracted. I really believe that we are getting to the next part of the world when it comes to technology, but we're not understanding how to keep our bodies through longevity, through our health, you know, and I weep for our grandparents because they didn't have someone that was so passionate about making sure that we're the farthest athlete, the longest reigning champion, and we're able to do this, you know, hopefully until they start putting a microchip and we can live forever.
And I'm sure you go into some of that on your book, which could be, which people can get from balanceguru.com, right? And you talk about, you know, balancing not just your way physically, but balancing your life. And it all goes hand in hand, which, you know, we are a one package deal.
Yeah.
We all are amazing. I never promote myself or say I'm better than anyone else. Everyone has the capability of every single other person. It just depends on how much time they put in the effort towards it.
Yeah, I don't like the I'm only human thing. You know, there's so much more, and that's just an excuse. We can do a lot more than we think. We'll be right back, guys. We would love to hear from you. Call us with your thoughts.
Yes.
1-866-34-TRUTH.
1-866-34-TRUTH. Wow, I spaced out.
We'll be right back with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
You know I love you, did I ever tell you? You make it better like that. Don't think I fit in at this party. Everyone's got so much to say. Yeah. I always feel like I'm nobody. Who wants to fit in anyway? 'Cause I don't care when I'm with my baby, yeah. All the bad things disappear. You're making me feel that maybe I am somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby, yeah. 'Cause I don't care as long as you just hold me near. You can take me anywhere. You're making me feel like I'm loved by somebody. I can deal with the bad nights when I'm with my baby.
Now we will continue with Amy Cabo and The Cure.
Hi again, guys, and thanks for tuning in to The Cure with Amy Cabo, live every Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern on your radio, on our app, The Cure, and on social media. Just look for God is The Cure.
And again, the podcasting. Please remember it so I don't need to repeat it every time. Later, the show will be available as a podcast. Just search for The Cure with Amy Cabo. Now, Amy is spelled with an I and a double E, or type in God is the Cure and the podcast, her podcast, The Cure with Amy Cabo, will show up.
That song that just played was I Don't Care by Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber. And guys, this is my take. We take the good with the bad. It happens most every day. It helps to build character and gives us more reason to pray. Still, we don't care and we learn to get by, learning the truth when keeping God near, growing in faith as we learn to trust God who handles our problems and makes it all disappear. Like God, there's no other. He shows us the beauty we've come to know, directing our paths and giving us strength as we get closer to God. That's how we grow. Never give up. It's all part of His plan to see us through all the chaos and noise, giving us opportunities to overcome what there is. But it's up to us who must make the right choice. We're continuing our conversation with our special guest, Travis Horn, the balance guru, who's teaching us great stuff about mind over matter, despite any obstacle, by the way, because he had some. You know, I was just talking before the break about, you know, people saying, well, I'm only human. Talk about thinking beyond being just human. Did I hear you say you balance on wine glasses?
Oh, yes. I have over 50,000 original moods. And remember, for me, God created. I realized that God sent me here to be an artist. So I get to deliver my message on how we look at human movement and how we move our bodies. I figured out that God gave me the ability to realize how to understand how we're here on earth. So now I can go around and I've handstand on, like you said, wine glasses. I've one arm push-ups on screwdrivers. I've handstand on working blenders, dropping an orange in it to make orange juice.
Wow.
Like I've handstand on 1-inch wine panes of glass. Like, so for me, God has given me a clear understanding on how the universe allows everything to be on earth. So now I get to play around with it.
But so is it just pure physics or you have extra powers?
It's physics mixed with consistency and focus. Like you have to, so contraction before the action is one of my quotes, is huge. So a lot of people, or I'm a therapist, so a lot of people are using their body without using their body, which is, that's where the mental disconnect is.
So what gave you these ideas? Did you get a message from God?
I am just consumed with the energy of the power of not just being human. Like I have a spirit where it's very powerful, where it doesn't, there's not even an overthought to it. It's just, I'm an artist. It just comes to my brain.
Nice.
So maybe it is God.
I mean, well, the Holy Spirit does give us wisdom, whether you want to say that talking directly or a message or however you want to see it. But those good thoughts that you're like, oh, I how come I never thought of that before? That's a really great idea. I don't think it's always us. And you even learned actually how to improve on sleep. How'd you figure that one out?
I broke my femur. Let's just say I broke my femur and I'm an Eastern modality, which means I don't do the pain meds. I'm straight craniosacral reflexology, shiatsu massage. So at home, like I said, do you hurt yourself or you hurt others? You hurt yourself by not massaging yourself. You hurt others by complaining. So in my bed, I developed a plan from the tension of gravity of creating the angles of how we sleep by knowing what we do every day and creating the opposite routine.
Oh, how's that? I wonder.
So if we're medially rotated all day, you sleep in external rotation to undo what you've done for 8 hours.
Oh, look at that.
Like hands up, like a dog. That's why dogs sleep like that.
You think so?
There you are.
They know.
That's why animals stretch when they stand up. Look at your animals. When they stand up, they stretch.
Okay, so you seem like you're a very disciplined person and you really, really know how to focus and concentrate and most of all, believe in yourself, which is extremely important. Some of us, we stop our projects. And what is it that gets you to stay on mission no matter what? It's we don't need a drill sergeant for that, do we?
I do.
I would say the Marine Corps definitely helped me by understanding mission accomplishment over troop welfare, which means if my mission is to help humanity, how big of a mission do you think that is before I go eat breakfast? Very different, right? So my mission is to help humanity. And if the mission accomplishment over troop welfare was drilled into my brain, maybe people need to figure out what the mission is. Maybe they don't really know what the mission is. That's what I'm like. You have to focus on and get rid of, like you said, the minimalist. You have to get rid of, I've never been to I'm from Las Vegas. I've never been to a strip club. I've never been to a bar in 10 years. I haven't drank in 10 years. I am focused. I know my mission. My mission is to help at all times. So it's very clear for me.
But you have such a beautiful way of thinking. What's your inspiration?
I have a quote that says, I am the way I am because I can't find anybody else like me.
And you want to be the best version of you, right? At least you want to be the best version to others.
Yeah, I take a lot of pride in it.
I mean, it's nice if we can be the best version to others, at least what we would like for ourselves. If you had an important message to tell our listeners, what is the key to success in life? What would it be?
Well, I say make sure you're measuring the success level on your own ruler. A lot of people like to look at others and say, oh, I'm not that successful. So always remember that there's somebody out there looking at you saying that if I had everything you had, I'd be okay. So I just want everyone to understand that we're all on the same mission. We're all on Earth. We're trying to all survive, you know, like, we're all, you know, that's what I believe that we're not trying to die every single day. We're all trying to survive here. So I just think that everybody should just start helping. The more you help, the more you receive. I think we're here for experiences, lying, crying, smiling every single day, having the human experiences to to help others. And that's what I believe, that people should just slow down a little bit and just measure themselves on their own scale and understand that they're powerful people. They're very powerful. Everyone has the power to do anything that you see. You have the power. You just have to focus and slow down a little bit. And before the product and before the equipment, you have to know your body. Your body's taking you. It's your vessel. Like, God gave us this beautiful body to be in till the day you die. Like, respect it just like you do your car. You get your oil changed.
Well, you know, we have different gifts and different challenges. You know, I get sometimes I've heard, well, you're a better person than me, and you know, it's not so. Just some of us are willing to work harder than others. It's how much effort you put into it. You know, a little extra effort and extra work goes a long way. It really does. And it's if all of us did that, we'd be surprised how all of us are really good at most things. You know, just maybe we're not just giving it our best effort. We're not putting in that extra work. We're not, you know, giving it our all and more, which we can. We just choose not to. So, but yeah, that's my idea of succeeding in life. Give it.
Oh, by the way, we're almost finishing with today's show. Only a few minutes.
We are. We finished. We came to an end of a show. It was great. It was awesome. But thank you, Travis. I mean, you're an amazing person, and you come today with an amazing message, and I'm really grateful. I hope it was helpful to our listeners. Thank you.
I appreciate you so much, and if you guys need me, you know where to find me, and I'm hoping to come to Miami soon to do a live interview with you guys.
There you
nice.
Are.
Guys, for more information on Travis Horn, The Balance Guru, it can be found on his website, thebalanceguru.com, and we'll finish with a prayer, like we always do. Prayers, a prayer to overcome obstacles. Lord Jesus, heal us. Heal us in whatever you see needs healing. Heal us of whatever might separate us from you. Heal all parts of us, including our mind, bodies, and soul. Lay your hands gently upon us and free any fear from our hearts today. Amen. Jesus, bless us with the faith to always believe, to affirm the power of your miracles to make all things possible in our life. Grant us the ability to instantly perceive the source of all our needs, which is you. In Jesus' name, amen. And one more, guys.
Heavenly Father. Let me like the number three.
Heavenly Father, we open our hearts wide to receive your love today. Please send your healing power into our life to help us overcome the obstacles we face. We readily accept the healing power in our lives. Amen. Thank you to the Truth Network and the wonderful people that work with us for having us on the air, not kicking us out, that's good, and all other radios
not canceled yet.
That carry our program, including Sirius XM Channel 131. A special shout out to Robin Webster. Thank you, Robin. This is Amy Cabu. You have been listening to The Cure.
And again, the podcast. If you want, please check it. The Cure with Amy Cabu, which can be found wherever podcasts are or on our website, godisthecure.com.
Again, thank you to our listeners for being with us. And until next week, be kind, always give it your best, and stay safe. Remember, this pandemic will pass, especially now with vaccines and so many options available.
For treatment, yes.
So until next Saturday, guys, much love. Be true to yourself and others. Maintain your values and keep the faith.
Thank you for listening to The Cure with Amy Cabo. For more information or to get Amy's book, Love is the Answer, God is the Cure, or to listen to the podcasts of previous shows, visit godisthecure.com.